I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. I'm watching Oregon ahead of Washington at the half right now, and they're showing what is it called? The place where, you know, downtown where it Tri-Corners, is that what it's called?
Four Corners?
Four Corners? I guess there would be Four Corners as it's a, yeah, okay. All right.
It is a four-way intersection.
Four Corners is definitely not downtown.
Would the, where Sizzle Pie is, what's that called?
Oh, Kesey's Corner? Kesey, or Kesey's?
Kesey Square? The Ken Kesey Free Square. Speech Square?
Kesey, yes, Free that. Speech Square. Perfect.
The Antifa Square. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The place where in the summer you have to step over endless homeless people. And they're all 21 and very healthy. Yeah. And very clean. So something tells me this is a choice.
Yeah, they have like nice clothes. They're very well fed. Yeah.
Beautiful dogs. It's really beautiful. Weird.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I will say, you could go get a fantastic Philly cheesesteak down there at there's a little Philly cheesesteak food cart in Kesey's Plaza or whatever the fuck it is.
Very good food on that block. Absolutely.
I haven't been for a few years.
They're showing voodoo. They're showing voodoo donuts on the TV right now, and there is a Dick and Balls donut. Like literally, there's a Dick and Balls donut on FS1 right now. All right, good job, FS1. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna continue. We are on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/abrog87. If you ever want to watch us do the podcast live, join the chat. Do that, twitch.tv/abrog87. Give us a follow on that, and you'll get notified when we go live, and you can just click a button. Easy as that. Also on YouTube, if you miss those, search for the Sports Brewery on YouTube, and you can find those streams. I upload them afterwards. Also, join our Discord. It's a good time. You can give us movie suggestions in there, all that good stuff. Speaking of which, movie this week, watch it on Netflix. The Super Mario Bros. Movie, and then listen to us talk about it on Sunday when that comes out. Okay, where should we start with the Sprots? Do we want to start with Sprots? I mean, we got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend.
Get that boring thing out of the way.
We sort of talked about most everything we could talk about last week. And so I guess all that's really left is sort of making predictions and saying what we think is going to happen. Just right now, as we're recording this, the NFL awards came out and Lamar Jackson was MVP and Christian McCaffrey was Offensive Player of the Year. I am of the belief that I think Christian McCaffrey is going to be able to have a big game against Kansas City. Is it going to be enough? I don't know, because Brock Purdy has been really inconsistent against good defenses. Like he ate up the Cowboys and he ate up Philly, but man, he has struggled against good defenses as well. So like Cleveland, they lost to Cleveland this year. Cleveland's not a great football team, but they are a good defense and he struggled against Cleveland. I mean, he didn't have Trent Williams or Debo Samuel in that game. But again, I think McCaffrey's going to be able to go off. If Purdy has a good game, I think San Francisco can win. If he has a great game, they're going to win by like 3 scores. If he has a bad game, Kansas City.
I guess field goal, safety, extra point. Okay, all right.
Yeah, like 11 points. Yeah.
You sound like Jason McIntyre on FS1, who has picked the Bills by 27 over the Chiefs and the Ravens to drop 42 on the Chiefs. It's almost like people don't pay attention to their defense. It's weird.
It is weird. It is weird. Like I don't get, because I've been hearing that this week too. People talk down about the Chiefs defense, and I'm like, what are you watching?
Like, they can run on them, you were saying.
I
had one of my buddies talk to me today about how the Chiefs' defensive line is terrible. And I'm like, my guy, they have the best defensive tackle in the NFL. Like, what are you talking about? Like, in what world is the Chiefs' defensive line bad?
Like, I mean, Karloftis is pretty decent as well. I don't see like I said, King brought it. You can run on them. You can kind of pound the rock right in their face. But
absolutely,
if Purdy has to get in a situation where he has to drop back and throw a majority of the time, that's when they're going to start eating, and that's where they're dangerous. And like you said, King said it multiple times before. Sneed's not the best corner in football, but if the refs let him get handsy and, you know, start pushing Ayuk and Debo around, it might be tough sledding for Purdy to find guys, because as we've seen, he's better than he could throw to short and intermediate routes and just keep the offense moving. That's his strength.
Like, I kind of mentioned it last week, and I really talked about it during Washington's run in their last like month of the regular season, is teams just need to not be weirded out and just run the ball. Teams, for some reason, against Washington, you know, the Huskies, and against Kansas City, mainly Baltimore, but even the Bills ran the ball great, and it just didn't matter, weirdly.
Yeah, it wasn't enough because they couldn't score touchdowns.
But,
yeah,
but like the Ravens, no one knows what they were doing. It was very bizarre. Six touches from their running backs. Obviously, San Francisco is going to do a much better job of sticking with it. But it's a tough one for me because you look at the roster. Of course, San Francisco has a better roster, and Kansas City's offense has stunk for most of the year. But then you look at it and you go, better coach, better quarterback, better defense. I don't know. Of course,
better kicking game might be in play here towards the end.
You cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes.
That's my thing. Is you show me the rosters. San Francisco has a better roster.
They do.
They do. And it's not even really debatable.
I'll say the defense has been very suspect this year for San Francisco. They are not,
which is weird.
They are not good against the run. Ski mentioned it in the Discord. Like, Wilkes just calls that fucking zone all day long. Mm-hmm. And if you call a zone against Kansas City, Travis Kelce's just going to run 12 yards down the field and catch hooks all game.
And Mahomes will hit him every time.
Every single time.
I do have this weird vision of Steve Wilkes being like the ultimate fall guy scapegoat, where they're like, come on, like, out of here.
Yeah, Bosa finally gets his deal and starts slacking off, and then Steve Wilkes is the one who pays for it. Hufanga tears his ACL, and Steve Wilkes is the one who pays for it. Like, I hear you.
The one thing with the Kansas City offense that I think bodes well for them is just that the Niners play a lot of zone, and Mahomes is just going to pick that apart. Not going to be explosive. But if he just has 2.5 quarters of just maximum efficiency where they just score 4 out of 5 possessions, even if 2 of them are field goals, it's just going to be tough sledding going forward. And I do want to say like this, because all year we've given you shit about Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy's perfectly good enough to win a Super Bowl. Like, he's perfectly well. His over-under for passing yards, I believe, is like 260.
It's slightly below Mahomes.
But like a yard or two. But it's not like Vegas is going, oh, look at this guy, 162 yards over-under. I mean, it's a healthy 250, close to 260. I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be a really good game. But from where I'm sitting, and yeah, this no shit, this is a homer pick. But if it's close, I think either eventually Purdy misses the throw or throws a pick, or if it's close, Mahomes just makes that play that just is a kick in the dick.
Yeah, and I'm sort of, I feel what the Niners did against the Lions is promising to me, because I can very much see, again, the first half sort of going that way, where Kansas City just methodically goes down the field, scores like twice. You know, they use up all of the clock. The 49ers barely get the football. It's like Stanford used to do to Oregon or whatever. They just control everything. I think San Francisco's ability to come out in the third quarter like they did, you know, a couple weeks ago, I think makes me feel better. Because I really see that happening in the first half. I really see Kansas City doing sort of exactly what they want, which is just what they've done in the playoffs, which is just methodically move down the field, take their time doing it, score touchdowns. Their defense doesn't really have to make many stops because the opposing offense isn't on the field enough. And so you make a couple of stops, that's it. That's all you got to do. And suddenly you're up like, you know, 13-7 or whatever, and that's enough. But I do think the Niners have done a really good job this season and in the playoffs of those like halftime adjustments. And so, Shanahan
and the Ravens didn't adjust at all.
Shanahan has gotten shit for that his whole career too, like never making comebacks. He's actually, you know, they showed that stat, and since then he's had two comebacks.
Two of them, yeah. Hasn't come back down more than five or something like that. It was
30 something games in a row, and suddenly he has two in a row. So, you know,
I mean, when a bulk of those were Jimmy G, I mean,
yeah, that'll...
you said it. Yep.
I mean, come on. it's Jimmy G.
I know. Funny how
anyone who was clinging to Jimmy G after this year in Vegas, where they just, I know he had like an injury there at some point, but he was totally healthy the last 7 weeks of Aiden O'Donnell. The fuck is Chris O'Donnell, Chris Robin, O'Donnell. You know, whoever this guy is. And they were still like, no, we're good. We're just going to eat the money and you can sit on the sideline. You're
Chris
bad.
Chris O'Donnell, that's Skis Robin, right?
Batman that is Skis Robin. Robin. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Hey, by the way, we got some requests from you for some prop bets, if you have some in the chat.
I do have a couple, but
okay, cool. So we'll get to them. Yeah.
So I have laid my bet because the line, you know, it's been jumping. It came out, it dropped real quick. Then it's been sitting about 1.5, 2, like all week. Yesterday I caught it when it jumped to 2.5. So I am on Kansas City money line.
So the Niners were 2.5 point favorite.
Yes, the Niners have been the 2.5 point favorites. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's for what you said, where if the Niners are going to halftime down two scores, I think the difference is that you have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and that defense and Harrison Butker. It's not going to be like the Lions where you got Dan Campbell trying to gift the game away. You got Goff. You got the, you know, guys making dumb decisions. Mahomes doesn't really do that. Andy Reid doesn't really do that.
Andy Reid does do. He doesn't do the gamble thing on fourth down a whole bunch, but he does do the stupid gadget play on 3rd and 2 inches.
Yes, he will do
which,
that. Yes.
Which turns it into 4th and 4 for no fucking reason. They got a punt. He can get away with that once on Sunday. He does that shit twice. If I see Kadarius Toney trot out there on a fly sweep on 3rd and inches, I'm going to lose my mind.
I will say Kadarius Toney is practicing. I did see Sky Moore is off the IR, so things happening there. So
Sky Moore.
Yes.
Kadarius.
You know, we're saying this, but like Sky Moore is going to catch a touchdown pass.
First prop bet, you have to lay some juice. On Sky Moore and Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
Lock it up. I love the idea. For Sky Moore to be MVP, Patrick Mahomes would have to have like a really good game. And Patrick Mahomes not getting MVP. Sky Moore would have to make like a fucking David Tyree play or something in that game and have 3 touchdowns. Yeah.
It ain't happening.
It ain't happening, man.
It ain't happening.
Brother, that shit ain't happening. So what are some of the injuries that have been happening the last couple of weeks? Because like I know Kittle had like a toe injury that was limiting him in practice. Like Armstead has still been sort of battling his, you know, he had like a knee that he's been battling all season long, so he was kind of limited. Like, did the Chiefs have anybody?
Rashee Rice hurt his ankle this week.
That was it. Yeah,
go play. And then Joe Tooney's out. They haven't officially said it, but if he's not practicing by Thursday, you know, right. It's a pec muscle, you know, it's kind of important as an offensive lineman to be able to leverage your pectoral.
You need those going against Bosa and Armstead. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, Chase Young is a pile.
Chase Young is so weird, man.
He's bad. He hasn't done anything.
Because he was so good. And in the last like 2+ years, really, he's just been coasting on his name.
1,000%.
It's weird.
Teams keep trading for him, wanting him. That's the thing.
And it's not like he's a guy that like got hurt, or you can look at his body and be like, ah, he's not really training hard. He looks great. I don't know if he's just like one of those guys that has one move and know what's coming. Because like when the Commanders traded him and who was it, Sweat to the Bears, and they got skewered for both. Everyone forgot about Chase Young, and Sweat led the Bears in sacks still.
Yeah. I mean, for the Niners, it's like they make trades like this is how they got Trent Williams and how they got McCaffrey too. So you know, it's like you trade sort of like a middle-ish round pick or whatever for a guy who could be an elite player. It's, you know, it's worth it. It's worth the risk because the Niners kept getting all those compensatory picks and shit.
Well, and it's also like this year it's worth the flyer because let's say he did nothing in his 9 games as a Niner. If he gets 1 pick, 2 pressures and a tip ball and they win,
it's all you need.
Worth every penny. Like, you know what I mean?
They need one good game from him. Hopefully it's going to be this.
That's
game,
it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And you know,
and when you have a quarterback who's making nothing, you can make that kind of a deal, you know, which is fine.
Yeah, it's weird. Like the Niners should be like nobody should be able to run the ball against San Francisco. Like Bosa, Young, Hargrave, Armstead, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, nobody should be able to run against them. It's amazing watching them this season. Like there's just,
I think we've kind of realized Bosa's kind of, he's not good on run defense.
Yeah. Fair.
That's fair. And it is a problem, like you said, they drop those linebackers into like zone coverage so often. They're just too far out of position to like get up and make tackles for, you know, tackles for loss.
Yeah. I'm curious how they attack Kansas City because, you know, you obviously have to focus on Kelce and Rice is healthy. And so you got to sort of keep an eye on Rice because he's been producing during the playoffs. Do you just load the box and stop Pacheco and say, you know what, like, your receivers haven't really done shit all year. Beat us and let him.
Yeah,
I feel like that's fucking risky because now you're asking Mahomes to do his thing. You're daring Patrick Mahomes, which is that's bad business.
But now we've seen, you know, the 2021 AFC Championship, specifically in the second half. Sometimes Mahomes doesn't just take the layups. You know, if that's your approach to it, most of the time he does, and he's gotten way better since that game against the Bengals. But there's at least that evidence where sometimes he will get, and even this year, like the Raiders game on Christmas Day, it was like, Jesus Christ, just complete the 6-yard pass. Don't pick up the ball off the turf on a bad snap and throw it 27 yards diagonally across the field and 11 yards, like. That was a pick six from the second he picked it up and he just kind of farted it out there. So you can get though, you can for all the Grim Reaper stuff and you know, the stuff Mahomes does very well. Cause no shit. He's the best quarterback in football. You can see those weird lapses. If you just make him make the 7-yard pass, if you just, it doesn't happen often, but it does happen enough to where it's a plausible thing.
It hasn't happened in the playoffs yet because he
has he's been
every easy layup, every just positive yard play he can get.
Very dialed in. Yeah.
But I did look up finally. So Sky Moore plus 40,000 to be Super Bowl MVP. That's in the same lines as Justin Watson, Drew Tranquil. It's a guy named Jair Brown. I don't even know what position
he plays. I have no idea. Is he a Chief?
I don't know what team he plays on.
Jair Brown? He's like the Niners safety, I think.
Okay. There you go. That's where Sky Moore is.
He's the guy who replaced Hufanga when he got hurt.
Yeah. No, but I do have two props I think people should play. McCaffrey's plus 450 for MVP. I think if Niners win, I think he's going to be the reason why they win. Yeah. And because Purdy's plus 235. Yeah. Give me McCaffrey. And then you brought it up with, I don't think they're going to do what they should do with, but try to ball up Pacheco. So Pacheco's longest rush is 15 and a half yards. Ooh. If they drop into that, with his weird little fast twitch legs and motor, he'll get a 16 yard run. For sure, at one point.
Hammer the over on that. You kidding me? Yeah, the Niners are good for like two or three of those a game. Yeah, absolutely. That's easy money.
And I'm every game I watch Pacheco, I'm starting to come around to he's pretty good.
He's not going to last long. He's not going to last long.
for maybe another 2 years, he's pretty good.
He ain't getting that second contract.
No.
Hey. Speaking of not lasting, what happened to Jerick McKinnon?
I think it's a groin or an ab thing.
Is it a groin injury? He's practicing.
When you go to sleep on Saturday night, don't sleep on Jerick McKinnon. Don't sleep on the Jet.
So we're finding that now. Jerick McKinnon MVP for sure now if he plays.
He's getting that one. Oh, he's going to get the backbreaker touchdown. You just know it.
He absolutely is. Who is that guy?
7 yard screen for no reason.
Who is the guy like Williams or whatever in the last time they played in the
Super Bowl? Daryl Williams?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he was out of the league very quick. I think they had a Darnell Williams and a Daryl Williams. One of them, I think.
There was a Damian Williams.
Damian Williams. Yeah.
Fucking
Rams. Oh man, he's not even on there.
He's been out of the league for, I think.
Well, what about McKinnon? Is he on the list?
McKinnon, he is not an option he for is no Super Bowl MVP.
All right.
Yeah. Until game day when he's magically fully healthy and catches three touchdowns.
Yeah.
For seven combined yards.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
But I will I'm trying to think of what I will do if Jerick McKinnon scores a touchdown in the Super Bowl against San Francisco. I'm going to be at my friend's house. So breaking stuff would probably be frowned upon. Like at the very least I go outside and like scream into the void. At the very least I do that. My buddy's got a lot of plants. And so I might like grab a potted plant and just go outside and smash it. I think I might do that. I won't break the TV. I'm not going to be one of those guys. But something needs to be broken. The universe needs to pay, and that's how it's going to pay. Jerick fucking McKinnon. Fuck the Jet. That guy.
Let me look at the odds. I have a weird little suspicion on. Let me find the odds on it first. Let's see.
Listener, while Ski's looking that up, let me explain to you why I hate this man so much. Because he fleeced the 49ers for millions of dollars for a good like 5 or 6 years. Kept getting injured over and over again. He'd come back and would like he'd make these good plays where he would get like a 35 yard run. He would get caught by a linebacker because he's slow as shit. But then in practice the next week, he would, rupture his Achilles or his back would flare up and he'd miss four games. Fuck Jerick McKinnon, man.
What do you have, like 8 touchdowns last year?
He was so annoying last year. He was great.
He was like 2 touchdowns. So the other sleeper kind of bet, plus 600, I think Clyde's Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, get out of here.
In the end zone. He'll get ball in the one. Yeah. They give it to CHL.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Absolutely. They give it to CEH inside the red zone. I'm going to die. That guy Jesus.
I think that's going to happen.
He's my 9/11.
Dude, we're going to see a message from you in the Discord about him being like, I never doubted him. He's been my
adult. I remember 2019 LSU. CEH was the catalyst.
The king. All hail. Okay, check out this question from Booble in the chat. Gotta have one. McKinnon or Jimmy G? Who ya got?
I'm going Jet.
Go Jimmy G.
When he's
all day.
Because when he's bad, he's just not going to be on the field. He's not even going to be available.
That's the thing.
Well, I guess the same thing with Jimmy G. So I guess I'll go Jimmy G.
You don't have to pay McKinnon anything, though. Jimmy G still warrants, you know, quarterback money. Not elite quarterback, but quarterback money.
That's a good point. The cool thing for me is I don't have to have either one of them. I'll fold the franchise. You know what I mean? Fuck it. San Francisco, like, move them to San Antonio or something, you know? I don't care.
Well, just got to make sure that their practice field in San Antonio is perfect for the 49ers.
Not overly watered.
Jesus Christ, what a bunch of whiners.
Boy, must be nice.
It's we preferred it 70 PUPs and it's in the 50s.
Must be
it's
nice
a
practicing.
Practice field.
Must be nice practicing in a nice indoor practice facility with no weather and, you know, no rain to affect the
You want to know where the Chiefs practiced last year? At Arizona State University. You want to know where they practiced in 2001? Oh, that was at Tampa Bay, but, you know, whatever. But that's how it works. It's how it works in every Super Bowl. One team practices at the NFL. One team practices at the college.
That's how it works. Why are the Chiefs the home team?
Because it alternates every year.
Does it? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I had no idea.
Whoever wins the Pro Bowl gets home field.
Yeah, this one counts.
Nice job, bud. Great idea, bud.
Hey, the Chiefs were practicing outside today, Buster.
No, it's whoever won.
Or at 4:30, because the Niners have to practice there in the morning now, because UNLV's field is too soft for our walkthroughs. We ain't hitting. God, Kyle Shanahan.
We ain't hitting.
Whoever
Mark Witten out there, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, it's just when I read that story where they're like, well, it's not actually safety. It's just it's a preference. Yeah. OK.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you got 2 weeks to talk about a lot of different shit, I guess.
At least they're talking about the grass before the game started, unlike the Eagles who did it after the game.
I do got a question for you, King. Is this semi-win-win scenario for you? Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Great. You guys win a Super Bowl. They lose a Super Bowl. It's, all right, we're going to have to spend money on weapons again now.
Well, like,
If they win, they're not going to spend money again for sure, right?
I mean, I don't think they are either way, because they're going to re-sign Snead, and I think they're going to do this. I think they're going to try and do the Saints thing where they just kick the can down the road to get Snead and Chris Jones, and then they'll draft like Troy Franklin at the end of round one. Even the DeAndre Hopkins thing this year.
Yeah,
why not just kick the can? They don't. It's weird, and they've lucked out on it. Like, is Brett Veach a good, you know, general manager? Of course he is. Like, the proof is in the pudding. But they've got a little lucky the last 2 years. If we're just being honest, with Juju Smith-Schuster being by far the best wide receiver of the last 2 years. You know, I know Travis Kelce is a weird kind of hybrid thing, but just strictly wide receiver. If they win two Super Bowls where their best wide receiver is Juju Smith-Schuster and then Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice, he's turning out to be a nice guy, but he's gonna
be
number one.
He's gonna be fine, but he's not electric by any stretch. I mean, I think that the Chiefs are in a weird space where if they win, they are not spending a penny. Even if they lose, I don't think they are. I think they're going to sink their teeth into this, and it might pay off. I don't know. You know, people can say that shit that it works, but, you know, eventually it doesn't work. Look at the Patriots. And I know Tom Brady went away, but nothing worked for them. Like, they were gross and ugly for the last 4 years, and it just eventually the culture and the arrogance, and it's earned arrogance in fronts for sure, but eventually it doesn't work. So, I don't know.
Do you think
it's a weird space, and it's weird for me to even be like consternated about it. Like, I've been to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years. I should be on fucking cloud 9. What am I whining about?
Do you think Andy Reid if they win?
Nah, he's a football guy.
Like I said, he's dying on the field, yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah, man, we brought that up in like the Discord or whatever. Like, all these, like, why doesn't Belichick just retire? Like, you've done it, my guy. Like all these, this is like a mental illness that football coaches have, where they feel the need, like, they're millionaires. They don't need to work, like, just retire, but they feel the need that they need to coach. The world needs them to coach until they die. Like, that's a mental illness.
That's funny. I just rewatched the Ric Flair 30 for 30. It's kind of that. He just couldn't give up going back in the ring. You know, he retired like twice, and then, but in that sense, then do you expect Saban to get another job somewhere in a year or two? Then
maybe no. He's
the same as those guys, though.
TV, right? Just go work in TV if you really need to work. Go work in TV or go do some charity or something, man. Like. You don't need,
Saban with charity.
You don't need to spend like 90 hours a week coaching a football team, unless like, you know, I guess there's something to say about you've done it your whole life and it's all you know, and so then you walk away from that and you have no fucking idea what to do. Like, you're lost, I guess, and you go insane because you have all this free time and you have to spend time with your family and who you don't even know, and you know, like, I guess there's something to that, but it's bizarre to me.
And, like, you know, Andy Reid, who everyone in the profession says is, like, one of the nicest coaches, most classiest coaches ever.
Yeah.
He clearly, for a vast majority of his coaching career, did not have a good family work-life balance. And I don't, you know, it's, I don't, I feel gross even bringing that up, but, you know, both of his kids have had pretty well-documented substance abuse issues. One is in, like, jail now for last year, and the other one committed suicide. Like, I don't, you know, it's not my place to say he was an absentee father, but that probably kind of goes with the job. And when you've just been doing it forever, I think it eats you up, and it's just all you know. It's just not weird at a certain point.
I will take back my statement. Andy Reid might retire maybe when Mahomes does, kind of like Belichick probably should have when Brady finally called it quits and left. I think Reid will at least stick through all of Mahomes' career.
I don't think he'll stick through. I think he's 60. Is he 64? Something like the 65. I think he's got like 3 or 4 more years. I think once you get close to 70, though, I think that's when it just gets.
Keep winning, though. That's.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's the NFL. We'll see. I mean, they could go 12-5 or 13-4 and lose in the division round because football is football. And you do that 2 years in a row, and all of a sudden it's like, why am I grinding? Yeah. All the time just to lose to the fucking Titans at home. How the hell did the Will Levis beat us 13-9?
Go spend time with your grandkids, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. We can extend this to our presidential race coming up. Both you guys, spend time with your family. You're both too old. You're old.
Caveat here. I think all coaches should have to stay coaching. Otherwise, we get fucking idiots like Tommy Tuberville, who's like, oh, I guess I'm going to jump into politics now instead. So,
touche. Touche.
Stay coaching till you die. How about that?
Touche. Okay. Plan. You know what?
Yep.
Okay.
You've convinced me. You've convinced me.
Point taken, Ski.
Eye on the sideline.
Or wait,
you win.
Wait a minute. After midnight's back, right? So, points.
Points.
I fucking loved At Midnight. Like, back when that was on, when it was Hardwick, that show was my fucking jam. And
big Chris Hardwick guy.
Oh, man. The best. And after Midnight is Taylor Tomlinson. It's on now. And it's good. Like, they have really funny comedians on there and shit. It's like, it's close, but it, I think Hardwick, man, I don't know. I like what they do now with this one is they put a bunch of clips on YouTube, so you can just like basically watch the whole show just in clips on YouTube, and that's
15
what
15 minutes essentially.
Yeah, yeah, and they're good. They're fine. They're good. It's a funny show. Right. There aren't a lot of funny shows on late night TV right now, so it's like, you know what? Fuck it. If they're gonna put it on YouTube, I'll watch them. Andy Reid is 65, by the way. Yeah. Booble says he should retire at 69 like a G.
Nice.
Nice.
The sex number.
I get it. My
the marijuana number.
My ex was dropping off my kid last weekend, and my kid made a 69 joke, and we both called him on it. We're like, do you know what that means? Tell me what that means. Tell me what that is. He's like, 69. Call the bluff, man. Call the bluff.
I got a
no idea what that is, dude.
One of the kid's friends a couple weeks ago accused me. He was over. He accused me of glazing Patrick Mahomes. And I was like, excuse me?
Don't say that word to me, son. Yeah.
And I go, oh, you mean when I pull my dick out and come all over his face? Is that what you're saying? That's what you said, man. Like, if you don't want me to be graphic about it.
Don't say shit you don't know what it means, my guy. Learn.
Yeah, and the conversation ended real quick.
Lesson learned.
And my thing was like, I was like, well, should I have said that? But then my dad, he goes home and tells his parents, they're probably like, well,
there's no fucking
last
way.
Wednesday night, honey.
No fucking, because he would have to say those words to his parents, which there's
yes,
no
which
way.
Is not happening, which is not happening.
No chance. Yeah. Ever. By the way, ever. Even when you're a grown ass man, you're never saying those words to your parents.
Oh, I was like, really? Because like, yeah, I gave him an out. I was like, what do you mean I'm glazing? Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. They look
do
at
I?
Each other.
Tell me what you mean.
Dip donuts in, right?
Let me be maximum gross and make you very uncomfortable. Welcome to my house.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? The kids are saying that shit? I thought that was just...
were you glazing Mahomes?
No! I was just wearing a Chiefs hat.
Were you skeeting all over the TV, King?
There wasn't even a game on. The Chiefs weren't even playing.
Be honest, come on, man.
And I think it might have even been before they beat the Dolphins. It was like around the it was like a who cares, but the game wasn't even on. It wasn't even a Sunday.
Not a scenario that would have happened in my house with my kid and my ex-wife. Oh, so you want to know what 69 is, huh? All right. Holy shit. Okay, so are we good with the Super Bowl? Are we ready?
I think we're good.
So,
yeah.
Are we ready? Do you guys have predictions on the score? Braga says 3 score, Niner win.
23-20 Chiefs.
I think we're on there. I think it's low scoring. I'm going to go 24-27 Chiefs.
I'm going to go 31-24.
Much more enjoyable game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am terrified before we move on. I am a little scared the Chiefs drag this one in the mud. It's just unwatchable. That is a fear of mine because everyone's gathered around for 5.5 hours watching it. At least we don't need Rams and Patriots from 2019. No. That was just gross.
All right, so got a couple things we could talk about. The Ducks got like that 5-star receiver on signing day. I don't. Again, it's recruiting, so it's all sort of guessing. Do we know?
Isn't he going on a mission anyway?
Gatlin,
so it doesn't matter.
Gatlin Bear, 5-star.
Yeah, he's going on a mission.
Yeah. He is, so yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll forget about him. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
I was going to ask that too. He probably won't end up playing for Oregon. So who fucking?
He's going on his mission in Dallas, Texas. Which I feel like is a real ripoff. All these other people are being sent to, you know, these exotic South American countries, and he's in Arlington. I'm sure they sent him there because they know he's a good football player, and they don't want him, you know,
getting too rusty.
Yeah, but when I saw that he was going to Arlington, Texas, I was like, well, that sucks.
I mean, are they sending him to the border? Like
just out of Jerry's world, spreading the word.
Why can't they just do it in the state that they're going to school in? Like why can't he do that in Eugene, Oregon? Why can't he just walk around the streets of Eugene preaching?
Because it's God's plan, sir. He sends you where you go. Just
All right. Well, I mean, God had him choose the University of Oregon. So just preach the word in at the University of Oregon. I don't know. How would that go over with teammates if he was doing his mission at the U of O and preaching the Mormon church to all of his teammates and shit?
Well,
I mean, I'm guessing he's not converting many of them, but no. Yeah, there's a lot of Jesus in football locker rooms. You know, what's a John Smith?
Yeah, John Smith. Thank you. That's what I was the like easiest name to remember ever. I couldn't remember. Yeah. But like, yeah, like I could see that getting pretty obnoxious after a while, but I don't know.
Maybe well, how many catches and touchdowns is he going to have?
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, you get that
preaching that shit and you got 2 catches for 7 yards on the season. Yeah, I'm not going to fly as much.
Which 5-star receiver are you, Cam Colvin or Troy Franklin? If you give me some Franklin seasons, you can talk about whatever you want. All right, so yeah, I guess there's not much really to say. So the Oregon did get 2 5-stars this class. They finished like I think it was third in the composite rankings. And so, you know, that's how you win games. You have a good coach and you get good recruits. So they got that part right. I'm curious for your thoughts on the new streaming thing, like the ESPN, Fox and Warner, which is TNT. Like, I mean, that's kind of all of them, right? Like
what I don't get about it is, so ESPN is going to have linear ESPN and all those properties, ESPN2,
ABC as well. Like,
and they're going to have ESPN Plus still, and then they're going to have this bundle. I'm so lost. The whole streaming thing makes me feel so old, because it's like, how many ways do I need to pay you, ESPN? How many fucking tiles do I need on my fucking TV? Okay, ESPN, like, I know I have my phone in my hand or pocket all the time. I don't really want to watch you on a tile on this. Just show up on my TV and make it easy. If I have ESPN Plus, now I got to pay for Fox, ESPN, and Turner or whatever, like, in one bundle? What the hell?
Think of all the ways you're paying Disney already, too.
I know,
Disney Plus, Hulu, and now you have ESPN Plus already, and now you're going to add this, too? Like, I'm going to pay you in 4 different bills, Disney?
It's like, insane. It's insane. I'm sure the product will be good.
And I know you're bundling, but we've talked about this before. It's fucking impossible to, like, get rid of Hulu. Like, you can't do it.
You can't do it. Yeah.
You can't do it.
But, like, my thing with the Fox portion of it is, like, are we getting Creighton versus Xavier, like, Big East games? Like, what is their... What are they bringing to the table? Because Fox proper, you can just set up bunny ears and get it.
Yeah, probably.
You can watch your Fox Purdue and Nebraska football game.
Fox and FS1, right? I mean,
I forget about FS1. So
you get all the ESPN channels, you get Fox and FS1. And then TNT for basketball.
I do like how on HBO Max, they rolled out the Bleacher Report Sports Plus app or whatever it's terribly named. And they're like, oh, it'll be free until February. And then people weren't signing up for it. Like, oh, it'll be free for even longer. Because, damn it, the threat of not getting Bucks at Suns on February 4th didn't scare you away.
I think
all respect to Kevin Durant, you know, but
I think yeah, I think Warner Brothers also has the NCAA tournament, right?
They do.
Yeah. Okay. So that'll
I was going to bring up how do you plan? I mean, we're not like in high school anymore where we'd sit and watch from 9 a.m. till, you know, 8 at night. But like, how do you right now go to like switch, like watch different games now? It's got to be a fucking train wreck for you to jump to like True TV.
I won't even try and do it. It'll be impossible.
Just take the one channel.
Yeah, like, because I have the HBO Max Bleacher Report Sports Live Plus add-on, you know, whatever bullshit. So I'll be able to navigate some of it on there. But without that, oh my goodness, it would be a disaster.
How is that, the Bleacher Report add-on?
If you have, it's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
and it's just at the top, and it just says Bleacher Report. It's so far off.
It's free, Braga.
It's free right now.
Like,
yeah,
September now.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like, right now, it's just a lot of like NBA games and March Madness.
I remember trying to click on something and it being like, "You need to give us money to watch this more." And I'm like, "Oh, well, I'm not going to be doing that." So I just gave up on it. Okay, cool. I'm down.
Yeah. But at a certain point, just before we move on from this, I know the joke is that they're just reinventing cable, but they're kind of just reinventing cable. That's just all they're doing.
How much have you saved from cutting the cord?
Quite a bit. I think it's like $120 a month. So
is it worth the headache to navigate?
During football season, it's a real pain in the ass. In the last like 4 or 5 weeks since the NFL season ended, it hasn't been as big of a deal. But yes, when it's a pain in the ass, it's a total pain in the ass. Like, you're not going to get me to be like, "Oh, I love hopping on Buff streams." And, you know, it's annoying as hell. Like, especially like during college football season, when you can get plenty of games just on your antenna, and if you have an illegal, but sometimes when it's like, "Oh my God, Texas Tech is driving in Austin down 3 with 2 minutes left." It's so much, it is such a pain in the ass to have to go navigate it and cast it, and not my cup of tea.
Are you really saving that much though? Because you got to pay for Wi-Fi still.
Oh, our cable bill was bloated. I think we're paying Comcast like $280 there for a while.
Yeah, because my Wi-Fi only is like $80, and so if I'm doing that, then you add Netflix, HBO, Apple, like Prime,
well, the thing is shit, you know, it's one of the things where we pay for Apple, share the password. Someone we know pays for HBO, shares the password. So if I was paying for all of that, the savings would be $50. You know what I mean? And at that point, is it worth it? But there's enough trading where I have Spotify, so someone gives me X, because what am I going to do with these 3 free, you know, accounts?
Look at him over here just spitting his like socialist propaganda about sharing things.
Absolutely. I mean, come on.
Dude, that's why I brought
sharing
up
is caring.
That's why I brought up Hulu. Is I use my mom's Hulu Live TV account, but I still pay for Hulu through my Disney Plus account. And I can't fucking get rid of Hulu.
Like, there's no way to do it. Good luck getting rid of Hulu or ESPN Plus or Disney Plus. They make that shit impossible.
Literally, you cannot do it. Like,
once you get it bundled, you're bundled for life.
And ESPN Plus is a motherfucker too. Just being able to log on ESPN Plus, it is so annoying, whether it's on my phone, laptop, or TV. How often? It just kicks me off. It's like, I watched this last night. I was just on my phone. Why do I got to go through all of this again? And, you know, we're talking like 2 minutes of time, but at a certain point, it's like, with Comcast, I just turned it on. It was right there.
Yeah, you're clicking a button. I'm with you on the password thing, too. Like, how often they boot you and don't remember. Like, it's on my phone. Like, changes on my phone. Like,
how annoying it is in the morning. You wake up, you're getting ready to go to work, and you do the morning bowl scroll at 6:15 in the morning, and there's that Bill Barnwell article on ESPN Plus about the Ravens and Browns that you really want to sink your teeth into the analytics, and it kicks you out. And you got to do the password. I just want to know how Jadeveon Clowney stacks up against Joe Thomas. That's, even though Joe Thomas has been retired for 5 years, I don't know anyone else on the Cleveland Browns offensive line, but Jonathan Ogden, I don't know, whatever. But you know how annoying it is? I just want to read some Bill Barnwell and I have to log back in.
What an inconvenience.
I know.
Booble and WCP both talking about like how all the streamers are cracking down on password sharing.
They
actually just had that happen right before we started. My uncle texted everybody and was like, "Hey, they Netflix finally won't let me use your password anymore." He lives in the Bay Area, so it's like, and so they finally realized I don't actually live anywhere close to you anymore, and they won't let me log in. And I was like, "Oh well, that's stupid." Oh well.
The hard part about sharing those passwords, though, I ran into this, is I was like, you know, we don't really watch this service that much. Is it worth the $10 a month? No. And then like 2 days later, we're at a friend's house, like, oh, I love the show on that. And it's like, well, they give us this, so I give them that. Well, now I can't cancel that because then they'll no longer give me this. It's part of the deal, I suppose.
Tough life decisions, guys.
I know.
All right, do we want to do a list? Do we have anything else? You got any more prop bets, Ski?
Was that? I haven't dug in. That's all I really dug into so far. Because I got some days to go.
No worries. Let's do our list then. Our list came from me, I think. It was influenced by a list that was given to us in the Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. It was best halftime shows ever, and I changed it to best halftime shows we would want to see ever. So, when do you guys start?
I'll go. My number three would actually be for this Super Bowl in Vegas, and that is David Blaine versus Chris Angel, Magic to the Death at the halftime. Two go in, one does not come out.
I like that. That's my number three as well. It's sort of on that, on those lines. It's stunt performances. So bring back Evel Knievel from the dead, and he jumps over Allegiant Stadium. That's what I want to see. That's a halftime show. That's it. He spends like 20 minutes of lead up, you know, like fire shooting everywhere, and then... It's probably actually like the shortest jump he would have done in his career, but
and he probably crashed and get broken as per usual with him.
Totally. Or should it be like Super Dave Osborne instead?
R.I.P. Funk Man. But can we go on to Evel Knievel? Kind of a fraud in my eyes. He kind of wrecked most of the time on these jumps. I mean, big balls to do them, but. He didn't land a lot of them clean. Like he broke like hundreds of bones.
Are you also saying Jackie Chan is a fraud because he got injured so much? Ski, is that your take?
A little bit.
Wow.
Don't get hurt. Be better. How about that?
Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, King?
My number three is Evel Knievel 2, but it's a twist. If you remember, I think it was in the 2015 Super Bowl in Jerry's World, they lowered Lady Gaga from the top of the roof down. They just tie his motorcycle up to a rope, throw him down in the middle, and just see what happens.
I like that.
Fair enough.
I love, by the way, that you give yourself the horn. That's always funny to me, too. My idea was so good.
I'm passing stuff out, like Ski said.
Yeah. Let's see. Threes from the chat. WCP says, HBCU Battle of the Bands Championship.
I was kind of seeing, when did they start having, like, the big-time, like, performers? Come on. It was only, like, the late 80s. Before then, it was all this like college marching bands was the halftime show for many years.
All right. So, and then Booble says Carrot Top in Vegas.
Current Jack Carrot Top or old Stream Being Carrot Top? I mean, that's
1-800 Collect Carrot Top.
Yeah.
All right, Ski, what's
chairman of the board, Carrot Top. I mean, that's only true Carrot Top.
Chairman.
All right. My number two, it's kind of to piss off all the old fuddy-duddy white people. And I say just put Slipknot out there.
Oh, my God, no.
One of the bands the most white people would hate. So
you think?
They've scared them with black people enough. Give them some corn-fed Iowa guys in masks playing metal music.
I'm terrified of Slipknot.
And
also, if I still see someone wearing a Slipknot shirt, I'll cross the street. It's the only thing I'll do it for, I think, pretty much.
And to be fair, like, the black people they scared them with, I mean, it's Snoop Dogg. Like, Snoop Dogg's the most, like... I defy you to find, like, an old white lady who doesn't still like Snoop Dogg at this
point. Last year had, like, Kendrick Lamar and Dre.
The Beyonce one for Panthers Broncos scared people. She wore a beret and put her hand up, and white people were very scared.
My number two is Penn and Teller. That'd be so fucking terrible. That would be so bad. By the way, they're coming to the Halt Center in like a couple of months, and I got tickets to go see it with my kid. Hey, so we'll see.
I saw Penn and Teller in Vegas. It's a good show. They're not the greatest comedians / musicians for a 10-minute window.
I want them to do that bullshit show that they did. So they're just up there calling bullshit on a bunch of stuff. Bullshit. Yeah, I think that'd be great. A halftime show. All right, Ken.
My number two, A Hungry Lion and Siegfried and Roy.
Is one of them still alive?
People wanted the Lions in the Super Bowl this year. I'm just giving people what they wanted. Just giving them what they wanted. Biting kneecaps. Taking chunks out. Dan Campbell. Lion. Just saying.
Makes sense to me. I mean, they missed an opportunity because the Lions didn't get in there, but, you know.
Goddamn script writers. Fuck that up.
Montecore, I believe, was the Lions' name. Montecore.
Montecore.
Of course.
Montecore.
Of course it was. Twos from the chat. WCP says the living legends, including Merce. I would enjoy that. Nobody else would enjoy that. Booble says the big timers next year in New Orleans.
Next year in New Orleans.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Probably will happen.
Well, Weezy the Boss. We know that. So.
Nah, I'm kind of over that guy.
Is it because he's made like 80 albums in the last 3 years?
In very New Orleans fashion, yes. That was yeah.
Bring back Manny Fresh and Birdman and BG. Bring them back.
And Silk the Shocker. We need Silk the Shocker, Master P.
I don't think we want Silk the Shocker. I think he is beyond just a sex pest. I think there's some real...
Are you thinking about Mystical?
Yes, I believe I am thinking Mystical.
Yeah. I think Silk the Shocker is okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mystical, no, he's out. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, have you done your one yet, Ski? I forget where we're at. All right.
My number one, I would just go with the artist that has the most hits of all artists. That's Kenny Loggins.
I'm all right. Yeah, perfect. It's perfect.
Everyone knows a Kenny Loggins song.
Like, speaking of like catering to the white folks, I mean, just in the stands, like doing white people dances. You ain't gotta worry, mommy. Come on, man.
I mean, play the fucking Top Gun theme. Yeah. Half the crowd will be fucking nutting in their pants. I mean, come on.
George Kittle's gonna run out of the locker room and start dancing on the field, man. That's perfect. Oh. He's going to do the worm. all right, my number one.
He can play the song for the boys, get the other part of the crowd that would like.
The other part of the crowd.
Yeah.
All right. My number one is Cirque du Soleil, but everybody has to be on mushrooms the whole time. So it's going to make the second half way more exciting for them too. So they're passing out psychedelics. Cirque du Soleil.
I mean, in your guys' eyes, there's going to be a lot of gimmicky Vegas shit happening at the halftime show with Usher, right? Like showgirls and, like I said, maybe Cirque du Soleil shit going, right? Yeah. I think it's just going to happen anyway.
Yeah, they kind of have to. You guys ever been to one of those shows?
Yeah, I went to one of the Cirque ones. Yeah, I can't remember which one it was.
Very good. Like, super.
I think it was Absinthe, it was called.
It was what?
Called. I think it was called Absinthe. One of their offshoot ones.
That sounds about right. Yeah. No, they're fun, man. That's a good time. Highly recommend if you're in Vegas. All right, what's your one, King?
My number one halftime show at the Super Bowl. Because he was proud to be an American, Toby Keith.
R.I.P., right?
What? He's dead?
Yeah.
What?
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
I saw that online, and I was like, I had heard nothing about this guy in a very long time. So, all right. R.I.P., I guess.
Yeah.
WCP number one, Nitro Circus. There you go. Booble's E40 and Too Short in San Francisco.
Santa Clara.
Very far from San Francisco. Yeah. That's a BART ride from San Francisco. All right. Anything else? We good? Okay.
We good.
Okay. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Again, the movie on Sunday is the Super Mario Bros. Movie. It's on Netflix, so watch it. Listen to us talk.
John Leguizamo, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob Hoskins. Hell of a guy.
It's Mario. Yeah, Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Yeah. not Chris Pratt as Mario. Oh. Nope.
Watch the real one, you cowards.
You cowards! And while you're at it, like, pull up the old live-action TV show, too. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, let's fucking go do Mario!
Do the Mario!
Just like this.
Perfect. So, yeah, watch that and listen to us talk about it on Sunday. That's what we're going to talk about. WCP says go Chiefs. This is what I say to that. Go Niners. Okay, bye.